In 1982, a young Japanese violinist named Midori made a surprise appearance with the New York Philharmonic. It was a surprise, partly because she was 11 years old, pretty young to be playing a Paganini concerto with the New York Philharmonic. Now, at age 30, Midori is marking her 20th year as a world-renowned violinist, with special recordings, documentary films, and concerts. Musical prodigies are, for the most part, violin or piano players. By the time they're 30, many of them have a 20-year career to look back on. Here to talk with us about Midori and other prodigies is music commentator Miles Hoffman. Welcome.
Hi.
Before we get on to all the other prodigies that preceded her, why don't we hear Midori play?
And followed her, Renee, and followed her, too, yeah.
Okay, well, let's get to some of her music.
Renee, this is a caprice for solo violin by Paganini. This is in her dotage already. She was 17 when she recorded this.
String player yourself, so when you hear Midori play now at the age of 30, do you say, she sounds so much older?
Well, I think that's an interesting question, Renee. What's funny is that Midori herself does not believe in the word progress. She believes she's different now, she's older, she's a different person, she's studied music, she's read, but she herself doesn't say she's a better violinist now. She's been a very good violinist since she was a tiny little person.
What makes someone a prodigy? How does this person play music like this?
There's no answer, Renee. Obviously, there has to be a certain amount of talent that's innate, because when you get a 7-year-old, you know, Yehudi Menuhin made his debut with the San Francisco Symphony when he was 7 years old. There is not enough time for a 7-year-old to put in enough hard work and hours of practicing to explain how that kid could play like that at 7.
Except they do, of course, have to be discovered, which suggests
yes.
A musical influence. Someone has to put that violin in that young person's hands.
Or it has
or piano.
Right, or piano. It has to get in their hands somehow, and then there does have to be some sort of push. Speaking of piano, we do have a recording here of a 12-year-old. Evgeny Kissin made a very famous recording of the music of Chopin. This is a waltz by Chopin. Listen to this piano playing.
You would think that even a child prodigy wouldn't have enough life experience to play expressively. This belies that.
Well, that's a good point, and that's one of the big mysteries here, Renee. I came across a very interesting line in an old article by Joyce Maynard, writing about a different child prodigy, and she said, in music, one can play passionately before having felt much passion. The thing is, though, that I mentioned this to my wife, and she said, well, now, wait a second. Children have a wealth of emotions. It's just that the emotions are based on and centered on other experiences, different experiences from the experiences of adults. I mean, you know, you ask a 12-year-old, what'd you do at school today? And they said, nothing. You know, so on the other hand, they might sit down at the piano and play incredibly expressively. If we didn't know it was a 16-year-old or an 11-year-old, and we just listened to the music, we would be touched and astonished. Here's an amazing performance. Now, we have to make a little allowances for the sound quality. This is an acoustic recording, Renee, from 1917. This is Yasha Heifetz. At the ripe old age of 16, he went into the recording studio, and in these days, there was no editing. You played it once, and it had to be right. Here he is playing Schubert's Ave Maria.
Just this piece of music that makes one think of this, but do child prodigies is there a sadness about the fact that they know so much so young?
Sure, there's an element of sadness, but it's not that they know so much, I don't think. It's that, in a way, these kids are, let's face it, they're deprived of what the rest of us would call a normal life. Heifetz is a very good example of some of the downside of that. Now, I should emphasize right away that some of these people come out just fine. Midori seems to have developed into a lovely adult. She's in graduate school. She has a foundation that helps underprivileged children study music. Heifetz was supporting his family from the age of 7. He was a lonely kid. He never had regular friends. He was a lonely grown-up. Heifetz knew for his entire career that there were people waiting for him to make a mistake. You know, that's not much fun.
Give us another example.
Well, Yehudi Menuhin is a great, great child prodigy, was a great, great child prodigy, and had a brilliant and a long and an illustrious career. But, you know, there's a funny story. It's not so funny. Somewhere along the way, Yehudi Menuhin lost the control of his right hand, of his bow arm. So sometimes he would play gorgeously, beautifully, and then sometimes the bow would literally fall off the string. And there's a very interesting story of Menuhin as an adult, standing backstage, leaning against the back wall, and somebody comes up and says, "Mr. Menuhin, are you okay?" Because he had his eyes closed, and he said, "Yes, I'm just trying to remember how I played this piece when I was 12. So I think the most important thing is that if you're going to do this, if you wind up in it, whether you're pushed or whether you jump, you really, really, this may sound simplistic to you, but you really, really have to love music. You have to love it a lot.
Do you think people will ever solve the mystery of child prodigies?
Not anytime soon. And every generation, even though we see these child prodigies in every generation, it's still very difficult to figure out where does the talent come from? Where does the expressiveness come from? Where does the music come from?
Miles Hoffman is the violist and artistic director of the American Chamber Players and author of the NPR Classical Music Companion. The violinist we're listening to now is Yehudi Menuhin, playing the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. In this recording, he's in his late 30s.